Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee.
Hi, I'm looking for someone who can help me with my identification card.
I can help you. What's the problem? Is it not letting you into buildings anymore? You know, sometimes if you leave the card close to a magnet, the card readers can't read them.
No, actually, I seem to have misplaced my card somewhere, but I'm almost sure that it's in my room somewhere. I just don't have the time to look for it now because I have a laboratory session all afternoon. So I was wondering if I could have a temporary card or something until I find my own.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but we can't issue temporary cards. It's just too risky to have that many ID cards circulating around campus, especially since we use them for so many things. I mean, think about it. You use it to get into buildings, to eat at the cafeteria. Anyway, we'll just have to get you a new one.
Oh, but I really don't want to have to pay for a new one if I know that I haven't really lost mine.
I'm really sorry, but you'll have to purchase a replacement. The bright side is that if this is the first time you've had to replace your card, it will only cost you $5. After that, it's $10 if you have to replace it again.
See, the thing is, I've already lost it twice, so it's $10. It just kills me, and I know it's not lost this time. It has to be somewhere in my room.
To be honest, you don't have much of a choice. Once a card is reported missing, we are required by university policy to deactivate it. Really, it's just what we have to do to protect the students.
Okay, I guess I can see that. What information do you need to deactivate it?
Just your name.
It's Olivia Bentham.
Let me just put that in the system here. Okay, Ms. Bentham, your old card is now deactivated. Now, let me just make you a new one and you can be on your way.
Thanks. So it's $10.
That's right. You can either pay with cash or put it on your student account.
I'll just pay for it now. My parents will freak if they find out I've lost it again.
13. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Why does the student visit the office? 15. According to the conversation, why can't the student have a temporary ID card? 16. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
I'm really sorry, but you'll have to purchase a replacement. The bright side is that if this is the first time you've had to replace your card, it will only cost you $5. After that, it's $10 if you have to replace it again.
See, the thing is, I've already lost it twice, so it's $10. It just kills me, and I know it's not lost this time. It has to be somewhere in my room.
Why does the student say this?
See, the thing is, I've already lost it twice, so it's $10. It just kills me.
17. What can be inferred about the student?